Presidential Communication Office, Hariko Satriawibawa, in an interview with Propiga at RE on Friday on National Education Day. Quoted by RRI.tor.id, he revealed the target is at least 10,441 schools. This year, Indonesia is sending over 203,000 pilgrims departing from 14 embarkation points across the country. Hillman also reminded pilgrims to maintain their health, follow the guidance of officers, respect the laws in Holy Land, and uphold the good name of Indonesia during their spiritual journey. That was Nisarin from Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah.
choice when you are having holiday. You can enjoy the amazing sunset at Tanjung Setia Beach in West Lampung. It takes about 8 hours from Raden Intan Dua Airport, Bandar Lampung, or just located around 273 kilometers, or around 68-hour trip from Bandar Lampung City. Tanjung Setia is located along the western beach near the South Bukit Barisan National Park.
I'm not afraid.
the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and live streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisaran, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Taking time to breathe, wonder, and let the charm of Indonesia inspire you. You've given your all day by day, task by task, with heart and soul. So Labor Day could be seized. So you let the world slow down for you. Let the waves sing your serenity. The mountains wish for gratitude. The breeze remind you. You deserve a moment of wonder. You deserve to experience it in Indonesia. So hopefully you're having a long weekend, probably, in Indonesia. And here is information about places in Indonesia where beauty becomes wonder. The first one, let's get some gifts in beautiful Lombok, where nature's power meets perfect calm. Mountain Jani rises boldly, wrapped in emerald forest and waterfalls that lead to hidden pools. And the world agrees, Lombok is simply wonderful, ranked among Lonely Planet 2025 for best places to visit in Southeast Asia, and number 10 on Destination, Reader's Choice Award Best Island in Asia, and also a halal-friendly destination. Indonesia is showcasing Lombok's beauty at Arabian Travel Market Dubai 2025. Explore luxury resorts, beautiful land, beautiful and halal destinations, and be captivated by the natural wonders of Lombok. Indonesia brings together 20 industry leaders to showcase, from the majestic silhouette of Mountain Jani pierces the sky to turquoise waters and white sand dreams of viewers. So if you happen to be at Dubai World Trade Center for Arabian Travel Market, from April 28 to May 1st, 2025. Hopefully you joined Arabian Travel Market and visit wonderful Indonesia Pavilion in that event. But if you didn't, if you missed it, why don't you take a look at the website of Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, which is Wonderful Indonesia, or the Instagram account at Wonderful Indonesia.
Cinta, andai sejauh itu kau ingin jadiku.
of the culinary, namely satay prata. As one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta, satay prata is a lamb satay dish originating from Bharat Satay Street in Bandar Udyam Sea, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays, because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uya, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Satay prata is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of this satay prata only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. One serving of satay prata contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this satay. For one serving of satay prata, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, right?
With savory taste, rather sour and spicy. That's sayur gabus pucung, originally the Taoist culinary. It is actually a kind of soup made from cod fish and pucung, which is a local herb that turns its color into black.
Fresh cod fish plus pucung. Pucung is kluwak. The Japanese call it kluwak. The outer is black. That's it. Just put some spices like leek and celery to make it more savory. If not, it won't be delicious.
There are the main ingredients of sayur gabus pucung, as described by Ibu Koryanti, a sayur gabus pucung seller in Chubur, East Jakarta. The legendary the Taoist taste is made from namely cod or gabus fish and pucung. Hence, it is called gabus pucung. To put it, the cod fish is white with ash, so it's not so fishy. Then it is cleaned, salted along with spices that have been pounded or ground, among others, salad, garlic, ginger, bay leaf, pepper, coriander, lemongrass, tamarind, and pucung or kluwak. After that, add some butter. The amount of water should be quite enough. It is interesting that in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesia language, sayur means vegetables. The Taoist people classify all kinds of pieces with a lot of water as sayur. In English, salt, maybe. So this one is known as sayur gabus pucung, though it does not contain any vegetables at all. As explained by Ibu Koryanti.
Yeah, it's done. The fish is mixed with kluwak. That's why it is called sayur. Because it is cooked with a lot of water. Mixed with water, lots of water. So it is like sayur.
Of all the spices used, it is the pucung or kluwak that makes this cuisine special. Pucung, or also known as kluwak or kapayam, tree, is a plant that grows wild. Its fruit has a hard shell, and the seed is used as a seasoning in many Indonesian cuisines, and gives black color on every dish. With a blend of other herbs, sayur gabus pucung tastes peppery, sour, and spicy, and very delicious if served with hot rice. Besides being delicious, sayur gabus pucung is also believed to have many benefits for the body, such as accelerating the healing of wounds, including wounds out of operation or surgery, helping the healing process of various diseases, including diabetes, hepatitis, and typhoid and coping with the swelling that occurs in the body. All these properties, obtained as cod fish, has a lot of protein, especially albumin, which is quite high, even higher than meat and fish. Albumin is a kind of protein in the blood, needed by the body to maintain and repair tissue. Sayur gabus pucung, indeed, is a legendary metallic culinary and has been created since the Dutch culinary era. It is a fought culinary because other kinds of fish were expensive at the time. Moreover, cod was also easily found then, especially in shrimps in Jakarta. Sayur gabus pucung was not just served as an everyday food among the Dutch community. In the past, sayur gabus pucung was part of food comfort sent to relatives and friends during fasting or Eid al-Fitr as told by Ibu Koryanti. Tradition called New York. It is a tradition of the different food from especially married children to parents or parents in love ahead of the fasting month of Ramadan and Eid al-Fitr. But now people do not send sayur gabus pucung to eat other than more. This is because today it is difficult to find cod fish, so no wonder the culinary has now become increasingly rare. Efforts to preserve the Metallic culinary legend has been done by the Indonesian government. In 2014, the Rectorate of Internal Association and Cultural Affairs of the Ministry of Education and Culture of Indonesia decided 96 of the 118 proposed cultural works to become intangible cultural heritage objects of Indonesia's 30 provinces. Among the 96, there are 8 originating from Jakarta. Sayur gabus pucung is one of them.
Children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika K.O. Muratiyongo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, I never really have been lots of privileges for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate, and in the 60th position as this to a lot of factors, and I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read, you're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when you incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as habits, it could be an escape, not just a chore. I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
I'm gonna go get some more.